Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andrea Nirenberg is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Andrea is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the president of the Nirenberg Group, the author of all the books that you should care about networking, savvy networking, nonstop networking, million-dollar networking. You're starting to get the picture. And here's one for veterans, too. I think she's got one for horse wranglers, maybe, something like that. And she's our good friend, Andrea Nirenberg. Welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. So how's that book for horse wranglers, that networking book for horse wranglers?
Oh, I haven't started one, but you got me thinking about that. I've already been on the treadmill. I've been on the treadmill for 2 miles already, and after our interview, I'll be 2 more miles. I'll think about that.
Well, good for you. Keep up the good work. So networking in the new year is my friend Ivan Meisner, president of BNI, says many times, it's not net play, it's not net hangout, it's network, right?
Absolutely.
So what do we need to know about networking in the new year?
Well, it's also, as Woody Allen says, networking is life. You have to show up.
Yeah, you sure do.
You have to do something. And, you know, the reality is, it's just communication skills. It's being aware, it's being present, it's paying it forward, which is why I came up with what I call the networking domino effect, which is like paying it forward, helping other people. One person helps another, and just keep it going. So one thing leads to another. And the story that I talk about in that is actually relates to you, Jim. How do you like that?
I like because it. This could go either way for me. I never know.
because my friend Scott Swedenberg.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I met him at a conference.
Uncle Scott, yeah.
That's right. I introduced him to a group as a speaker. He became the speaker there. Then I introduced him to this fantastic radio show, the Jim Blasingame Show.
Right.
And
he's
now published his own book. So
exactly. And we helped him launch it on the show, yeah.
I know you did. That's why I'm saying. So you really are the networking domino effect. It's from one person to another, just taking action when you see it and keep the synergy in the making. That's what it's all about.
You know what, along these lines, one of the things that I like to say is, and it's one of my favorite things to do, I like to put good people with good people.
Right.
And if you'll just think about that, how can whenever I meet somebody that I think is good people, I try to think, okay, who could benefit from them? Or who could they benefit from? And if you have that kind of an attitude, that's casting your bread upon the water that will in time come back to you.
You know, you can't say it better. And my father,
that's
my
Ecclesiastes,
wonderful father,
by the way.
I know, and I know that. And my wonderful father, who's up in heaven, used to say, give without remembering, receive without forgetting.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Just give. Just put people in touch with each other. Give, reach out, do things. And things have a way of coming back when you least expect it. Don't keep score.
And your life will be so much more full if you don't always have to be the most important thing in your life.
Exactly. That's well said.
If you can find a way sometime during your day to subordinate your own self-interests for other people, even if it costs you a little bit, even if you have to spend some money, even if you have to give something away, it'll come back to you. Even if it doesn't come back to you in a way that you can hold, it'll come back to you in the way you feel.
Absolutely right, and that's worth millions because you feel better and you put your best foot forward and you go out the next day and something else wonderful happens.
Now, most of the stuff we're talking about, not all of it we're talking about, but most of what we're talking about is physical stuff. It's not digital stuff. I mean, we do some digital stuff. But a lot of it is the human beings part, not the social media stuff. I mean, it's the original stuff.
each one of these things, you know, when you meet people, you actually meet them physically a lot of times at a conference, a meeting, you never know what. Then you get to know the people. Then you reach out via phone or email to introduce those people to someone else, then to something else. And then action steps keep happening, and you're 100% right. Digital, I think, is basically our tool. You've got to be the driver, the physical you.
That is such a good, excellent, important thing, way to say it, Andrea, because if you think of the social media and all of the different applications, if you think of those as merely new tools, and that you, the human being, are the engine of all of this, and it just so happens that that in 1 hour you'll use technology, the next hour you'll use your nose, your face, your hand, to do what we're talking about. If you'll realize that those are just, you have all these different tools, but the human being is the nucleus, isn't it?
Always starts there. It starts and finishes there.
So the domino effect.
Right.
You this is your life, isn't it?
I like to think of it that way. It's one thing leads to another. Just like since I've been in Florida, as you know, what I did is I reconnected with one of my
former bosses. You recently moved from New York to Florida.
Absolutely, and I reconnected with a former boss of mine. This is going back many years. I know you only think I'm 18, but I'm a lot older. So many, many years ago when I sold advertising space for a magazine called Manhattan Inc., I reconnected with my boss. We stayed in touch all these years. He lives in Naples. He used to be the publisher of a couple of magazines there. And now what we've decided to do is create a strategic alliance. So what we have is strategic sales solutions to go into smaller companies, small to medium size, and either teach strategic planning or networking to grow business, presentation skills, all the different things, but to really focus on that niche. And that never would have happened if we hadn't stayed in touch, been in touch with other people, reached out to other people, and we've been playing the domino effect for years.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you contacted him, when you reached out to him, you didn't have any preconceived notions, did you?
No.
You didn't have
not at all.
A plan. You didn't say, I'm going to contact him and see if I can't make something out of this. You just
not
said,
at all.
I want to reconnect.
We just got together.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got together as friends and had dinner. He and his wife drove up, and we had a wonderful weekend and just talked and reconnected. And we thought, you know what, we ought to do something here.
If there's something wrong with your life, ladies and gentlemen, if your world is out of kilter, if you don't seem to be able to be as happy as you'd like to be, put other people first. Maybe try that a little bit. I'm not saying you're not doing it. You probably are, but try it a little harder and see if that doesn't change things. 20 after, right back with Andrea Nirenberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.